Little stories. I like the stuff I pick out. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, no. This was in the rotation? That's okay. You know, there's a lot more clips of this dummy tonight at his town hall, at his fake town hall with the other dope. I'm just not going to play him. We played enough. It's almost cruel to make fun of somebody. Almost cruel. Not completely. Fuck it, we'll stay with Dominic the Donkey. What the hell? Just kidding. Unless Cuomo's in later. How about some people of the sun? How about a little drink of water? Give me a break here. You people better get up. Come up. Grocery billionaires, the headline, inflation for food prices will hit 10 to 14% by October. Yeah, but you heard Biden. Things are up 10 cents, you know, something that was 10 cents, it's down 20 cents. That's a fucking 100% increase, numbskull. It's only a dime. That's what you're dealing with. Of course, people who have stolen so much from so many people for so many years, no understanding how an economy works. If I need more money, I'll just steal it. Yeah. It's good work if you can find it. Businessman John Katsimatidis. I hope he gets a lotion for that. Expects 10% to 14% flood inflation by October. Katsimatidis, the owner and CEO of Manhattan based grocery chain Gristidis Foods, told Fox Business that Americans can expect higher prices for basic expenses in coming months. Of course, this guy owns grocery chains. So whatever he says, double it. He has a vested interest in not scaring the shit out of you. I don't. We're both in the food business and we're in the oil business. Food prices are getting higher and we expect even more increases by October. We're seeing anywhere from 10 to 14% by October. It's a real number. That's great. It's a good baseline. I think it's low. You know, it's funny. Fox Business talks about this. Katsimatidis, Cats in the Cradle, whatever his name is, talked about this. He's talking about this now. It's almost August. I don't mean to pump up my own tires, but on Hotwire, we were talking about this in February. And we started talking about this in February 2020. February, March 2020. What? This is what I'm talking about. Getting ahead of these assholes. Getting ahead of the curve. And it's not too late, by the way. If you haven't stocked up and made some moves, make them. This stuff isn't going down. Prices are not going down. If you're waiting for prices to go down, you're going to be waiting a long time. Oil prices, I know they're a little off today, but I expect even higher numbers. Where was Cats in the Cradle? Where was this guy 6, 7, 10 months ago? You know, I love when the Fox Business and all these shows, CNBC, they have really rich people that come on and tell you how bad things are going to be after they've fucking gamed. I'm not saying this guy has, but after they've gamed the market. And now it's safe to say, to talk about it, right? Because they made their money. Either shorting something or getting in on something early, watching it explode, etc. Here's a little inflation tip for you folks that you won't hear on CNBC, Fox Business News, or Wall Street Journal. Keep it very short for you. We've talked about it in detail. We're going to be talking about it again this week on Hotwire in detail, where we think things are going. Of course, that's probably a good year or maybe more out front on that. But if you guys are big on Cliff Notes and you didn't want to really pay attention to the entire lesson, I'll give you one. We are fucked. Period. By now. Because it's not going to go down. Your money now is worth more than it's going to be by buying these things. We talked about it on Hotwire almost a month ago. We're headed for August, Christmas in July. We have massive ahead. It's not so evident now because it's the summer. And most people have their head in the sand, literally, in many cases at the beach, at the shore. What you're going to see unfold in the next couple months is going to be fucking startling when it comes to shortages in the U.S. of just about everything you can imagine. Plan ahead. Stick and move now. Put some nuts away for the winter, so to speak. We'd like to put a lot of nuts away. We just watched a couple on TV. We just watched an idiot. We just watched a literally cement head try to reinvent the definition of inflation and monetary policy. Not only in the United States, but for everywhere ever. He has no problem. And the idiot standing next to him, the dope, is like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. I'd be like, yo, dude. Yeah. What did you say? Did you just say inflation's going down because you're printing money that doesn't belong to you and it doesn't really even exist? How's that going to happen? You can't. Captain Liquidity. He just doesn't understand. He doesn't have to understand. Like I said, when you run a mafia, you make your own rules. You make your own reality. If people are stupid enough to listen to you, well, then that's on them. Texas Democrats won't release daily coronavirus numbers anymore after 10% plus more of them test positive. These are the idiots who decided they would leave town on a junket to go to D.C., and they all caught coronavirus. Of course, the numbers defy the CDC's calculation. Bogus at best. Of course, manufactured scheme calculation of breakthrough case numbers based on a per capita, etc. I think they said the number of people who are vaccinated and then get COVID is like 0.003%. While these dopes, you're the snakes on a plane, these Democratic snakes on a plane, are running 10% plus, and it must be pretty bad because now they're not saying how many more people have gotten. Well, I think that's a little bit more than 0.003% where I come from. 10%, 15%. I think that's a little higher. The Texas Democrats who fled their state to subvert democracy will reportedly no longer release daily numbers on how many members have tested positive for the coronavirus, which comes as more than 10% of the flock who traveled to Washington, D.C. have tested positive for coronavirus after being vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Editors have written a note. Hey, but I thought breakthrough cases are rare. Everything's rare when you're telling the truth. If the truth was meat, it would be rare. The lies are well done. Kara Santucci, the spokesman for these bubbleheads in Texas, the House Democrats, initially said last week the delegation would provide daily rapid tests for its members and the staffers who are in the nation's capital. But on Monday, she said the delegation will no longer release daily COVID case count. I think the midget doctor has contacted him and said, you're fucking things up out here. You're putting a microscope on the numbers. You're making us look stupid. And get out of here, you panda jerk. So you got 58 Texas Democrats who fled. And we got at least 10% of them. And I'm being kind. Of course, it's more than that. That's why they won't release it. Now we find out that staff members for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive for coronavirus after meeting with the Texas Democrats. And at least one White House official tested positive. Oh, by the way, they're all fully vaccinated, of course. Of course, Pelosi's fully vaccinated. She has a couple shots of vaccination every hour. But it's all hush-hush. You're not allowed to know any details. It goes on and on and on. So it turns out that the super spreaders were just Texas Democrats themselves who had been vaccinated and were all on an airplane. Oh, I wonder how that happened. Let's put these vaccinated people, quote unquote vaccinated, on a germ tube and see what happens. It's rare. It's the weirdest thing. Thank you for being assholes. Thank you for flying to D.C. on charter flights. And thank you for proving the points that we've been saying on here for well over a year now. What a bunch of cement heads. Should I stay or should I go? Seems like an appropriate song for this story. You're more likely to get murdered in Chicago than be hospitalized for COVID-19. The Delta variant does not appear to be especially deadly, says Dr. Joel Zinberg in a Tuesday New York Post op-ed. Zinberg, who practiced medicine for 30 years at Mount Sinai Hospital, notes that despite rising numbers of Delta cases in July, hospitalizations have only increased moderately. Well, not if you ask the mainstream media. And you notice who their new who their newest fucking robot is? Who's just selling dog shit on a daily basis. It's Drudge. Scare headlines. Crazy stories that don't match up to the headlines. Restaurants closing in California. You read the story, it's two fucking restaurants voluntarily closed. You know how many restaurants are in California, Drudge? If you ever came out of your Florida hellhole, you'd realize it. You're a dummy. Of course, he's literally... He's on the Kool-Aid or whoever's running his site is, whatever, wherever he's at. He's on another perversion excursion, perhaps. These guys, it's unbelievable. Drudge has had a real problem covering all the perverted news coming out of the FBI and everywhere else. Yeah, I wonder why that is. Rich people. Fucking things up. We're talking about the so-called Delta variant. In fact, you're more likely to get murdered in Chicago, 18 murders per 100,000 people, than a senior citizen is to be hospitalized for the Wuhan flu. That's 2.9 per 100,000. That's a Delta variant or no Delta variant. Of course, you know how I feel about these quote-unquote variants. I really have to get a bullshit button. Have we seen any proof about any documentation? No. They ask you, though, if you say something. I don't think these vaccines work, these injections work.
Where did you get that? How do you know? Where's the proof?
Where's the proof that they do work? Isn't that how it should work? If medical experts say that there's a problem, shouldn't there be proof that there's a problem? Well, we have to disprove that there's a fucking problem before they prove there's a problem. Yeah, that makes sense. And you're fucked up, strange, labyrinth of chaos and lies, I guess it does make sense to you. Not to me. I have to be honest with you. Anybody talking about what the Delta variant does and what it doesn't do and who's getting it, blah, 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 from a professional standpoint like a doctor, unless you can show me some fucking proof on paper of what it, you're saying, I'm not buying it. You can say this. I have my own theories. I'm not a doctor. I have my own theories as somebody who understands schemes and fraud, etc., and schemesters and criminals. I have my own theory. If you want to come out, doctor, whoever the fuck you are, and you want to say these things, I want to see some proof. I don't care if you're slamming the Delta variant or you are saying that it's dangerous, whatever, or it's not dangerous. I want to see some goddamn research. I want to see some fucking science, for fuck's sake. Where's the science? I'm tired of these talking head doctors who are probably, I'm saying probably, bribed, paid off, etc., to say whatever the fuck they say. I'm tired of their bullshit. Where's the fucking beef? I want to see some facts. I want to see some numbers. I want to see something that can hold up in a court of law. A real court of law, not some kangaroo court of the media and these talking fucking heads and these experts who come out of the goddamn shadows after they get their paycheck. I don't want to hear any more bullshit about this variant, that variant. Fuck off. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? And let's see how many, I want to see how many people are in hospitals who have been fully vaccinated compared to people who haven't. That would seem pretty fucking easy to me. An easy stat to find with all your incredible stats about these injections and who has them. And heck, if they know, look, if they know whose door to show up at and ask if they want the vaccine right there on the spot, then they know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been vaccinated. The same way they do if you go to the hospital and you're in bad shape and you end up in a fucking ICU or somewhere else in a hospital. They know what your injection status is. Why won't they release that? Oh my God, can you imagine? A whole nother set of data they'd have to lie about. Rand Paul says he's making a criminal referral to the DOJ for Anthony Fauci because he has lied to Congress. Big fucking deal. I'll give the good senator a little bit of credit. Okay, where it's due. At least he's in this guy's face. At least. Okay? At least. At least. But that's pretty much it. I don't know what else you can do from Congress or Senate standpoint, I guess. These guys are all lost in space. At least he's in his face somewhat, giving him a little bit of grilling. That's a good start. But letting him off the hook for perjury, it's like fucking jaywalking compared to what this criminal's done. Fauci, through the years? Nah. Is that what this is all about? Just making sure that Fauci only gets investigated for perjury? And then what, he's going to get a fucking pardon from Biden? It seems like a waste of an exercise. The fact of the matter is, these guys have cooked up a massive scheme with your money. Everything that's happened was planned to the T. There was nothing that escaped from a lab. Remember? You have to look at the evolution of this, these lies. These guys aren't even good at telling lies. And they don't have to be, because they own the media. It was in a wet market. It was from a bat. It was crazy. They ran with that. Then it went to it escaped from a lab. What is this? Where's Vincent Price at? Is this a movie on Creature Double Feature? It was a bat. It went nuts. It was a blob that escaped the lab. What do you really think happened? What's the next variant, so to speak, of bullshit? I'm sure they'll come up with something that won't be the truth. You can't tell me that Rand Paul isn't read in on what the fuck happened. So if we can hang an anchor around Fauci's neck for perjury, well then. That takes a spotlight off him for everything else he's done. And it's fucking scary. You kicked off your questioning of Dr. Fauci emphasizing federal law makes lying to Congress a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison, Fox News host Sean Hannity said to Rand Paul during an interview on Tuesday night. Is it your belief, based on the evidence, Senator, that he lied to Congress and broke the law? Why the fuck else would he say that, dingbat? Of course it's his belief. What are you, stupid? It's always important to have the guy who lies to you every night about everything, Hannity, questioning a U.S. senator on whether some other guy lied. How the hell do you stay afloat? How do you keep your head above this mental quicksand that the media and politicians have us would have us all struggling to stay afloat in? With so many different levels of shysters, fraudsters, schemesters, carpetbaggers, snake oil salesmen in the media and in politics, it's hard to keep track. Let's have two people who work in professions and are top-notch liars discuss another liar. We can all feel good about that, right? Because Fauci is. We all have that in common. We all dislike Fauci. Well, take a step back and think, wait a minute. Are we being played again? Perjury? We're going to let this fucking guy off for jaywalking? Really? You be happy with that? Not me. Let's Nowhere man. That's us out here. Nowhere man. Nowhere woman. Because we watch the news. We watch these professional actors. And where do we get? Where does it get you? Nowhere, man. People have been listening and watching these people for years. How has that helped your status? It has. It's helped theirs. It's helped fucking theirs. Let's head down under again. It's even lower than Fauci. More than 50% of Australians on lockdown as Delta fears spread. Dun, dun, dun. The Delta variant is coming through. It's even more feared than Crocodile Dundee. Dun, 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 dun. Of course, this all started out as a two-week lockdown in Sydney. Does that sound familiar?
We need 2 weeks, just 15 days to flatten the curve.
You know what they should have said?
We need 15 days to start to flatten the middle class. I mean the curve.
The only thing they flattened was you. Now, they're doing a rinse and repeat, you know, the back of a shampoo bottle. For you dopes that don't know how to use shampoo, it actually says rinse and repeat. I mean, it says here rinse and repeat. Do I just keep saying rinse? What? Cement heads. So it started as a two-week lockdown in Sydney. That was 3 weeks ago. Now it's expanded to cover more than half of Australia's 25 million people as of Tuesday. A third state adopted the strict anti-COVID measures as the intense Delta-induced paranoia continued to swell. As we head to South Australia, they've ordered a snap lockdown. They're going to see some fucking people snap of at least 7 more days, joining neighboring Victoria and New South Wales. Even though Australia's daily new COVID cases and deaths are well below other developed nations, authorities started again. With the lockdowns after its drawbridge strategy failed to keep COVID cases at the country's target level of zero. Oh, that's fucking great. You know, you've been looking for science. No one seems to be able to find science. Let's just reinvent it. No one should ever die ever. No one should ever get a virus. Listen to the insanity of these politicians all over the globe. These narcissists, these psychopaths, sociopaths. Until no one ever gets infected with anything again, you'll stay locked down, you sons of bitches. We're doing it for your benefit. No one can ever get sick again. We have a zero tolerance for sickness. A target level of zero cases of COVID. That's not zero deaths. That's zero cases. Of course, you'll have to do your part. We can't get to zero. With all you folks out there that won't step up and do your part again. How many fucking parts do you have to? This is a one-man play, a one-woman play out here. We've been playing every fucking part you've asked, and all you've done is screw us. You have to do your part now. You have to get the jab. That's how we get to zero. That's how we cook the books. I mean, that's how we get to zero. That's how we can pretend to get to zero. Get the fucking zero. What's next? You're going to stop the flu? You bird brains. You guys are going to stop the flu? You change your story every day. Don't know what the fuck you're doing, but you're going to stomp out an entire virus. Incredible. Well, you created it. You should know how to end it. But during the coming weeks, if you don't want to be locked down, get out there, folks. Get your jabs. We need to get to zero. You're already at zero, assholes. Zero credibility. Premier Stephen Marshall defended the decision to impose the lockdown measure, saying, "We hate to put those restrictions in place, but we just have one chance to get this right." Really? What chance is that? We're in year two, Marshall. Year two. How many chances do you fucking want? You mean you have one more chance to fucking screw us all over again? That's what I think you mean. The alternative, he suggested, would be a lengthier freeze. But as the lockdown spread, the Australian people have grown increasingly irritated, and politicians are taking notice as their polling numbers plummet. Polling numbers? You folks in Australia gave up your guns. Fuck polls. Under the new rules of the lockdown, South Australian residents are required to remain at home unless they are essential workers or need to purchase groceries or other necessities or attend medical appointments or wrestle a crocodile. Individuals are allowed outside to exercise for a minimum of 90 minutes within a 2.5 kilometer, that's 1.5 mile for you dopey Americans out there, radius of their home. Schools will be closed and students will transition to online learning. Well, I'm all for, I was in favor of closing schools when I was in school. So that's, this is a snap lockdown. The decision to impose a strict snap lockdown comes after five coronavirus cases were reported